Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The U.S. Department of State's Rewards for Justice program is offering a reward for information on Russia-based hacker Yevgeny Viktorovich Gladkik. This is the first time that Rewards for Justice, or RFJ, has listed a specific cyber actor under its critical infrastructure reward offer. RFJ, which is administered by the Diplomatic Security Service, is offering a reward of up to $10 million for information leading to the identification or location of Gladkik or any other person who, while acting at the direction or under the control of a foreign government, aids or abets a violation of the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. This may include participation in malicious cyber activities against U.S. critical infrastructure. Between May and September 2017, Gladkik, a computer programmer employed by a leading research organization of the Russian Ministry of Defense, and co-conspirators hacked the systems of a refinery located outside the United States and installed malware designed to prevent the refinery's safety systems from functioning. Between February and July 2018, the conspirators researched similar refineries in the United States, which were owned by a U.S. company, and unsuccessfully attempted to hack the U.S. company's computer systems. Gladkik conducted these malicious offensive cyber operations as an employee of the Russian Ministry of Defense's Central Scientific Research Institute of Chemistry and Mechanics in its Applied Development Center with other co-conspirators. For more information about this reward offer, please visit the Rewards for Justice website at https://rewardsforjustice.net. Since RFJ's inception in 1984, the program has paid in excess of $200 million to more than 100 people across the globe who provided actionable information that helped prevent terrorism, bring terrorist leaders to justice, and resolve threats to U.S. national security.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.